Tomorrow in Guatemala, prosecutors will present their case against a former military dictator. General Efrain Rios Montt ruled during one of the bloodiest periods in the country's long civil war. He is accused of genocide and the murder of tens of thousands of Guatemalans. As NPR's Carrie Kahn reports, victims and human rights advocates have struggled for years to bring Rios Montt to trial.
Antonio Cava, an Ischel Indian with jet black hair, high cheekbones, and a soft smile, remembers the exact date, 1982, when his peaceful childhood high in the Guatemalan mountains came to an end. He was 11.
Fue el 15 de enero.
It was the 15th of January. The soldiers came into town at 10:30 at night and started kicking down doors. My father woke me up. He said, "Son, we have to leave." I grabbed my brothers, and we ran into the forest and climbed into the trees. It was a full moon. We could see the soldiers. We could hear our neighbors being tortured and screaming for help. There was nothing we could do.
2 months later, the soldiers returned. This time they rounded up the entire village. The women were sent into the village's schoolhouse, the men into the church next door. Cava says he then heard the order come over a soldier's radio, shoot them all.
Y uno por uno lo mataba, lo mataba, lo mataba.
One by one, they killed the men. They killed them. In an instant, 95 people. They killed 95 people.
Cava's story is not an isolated one. In 1999, a UN Truth Commission concluded that thousands of Ischel Indians were killed at the hands of the military. Some of the worst atrocities occurred during the 17-month rule of Rios Montt from 1982 to 83. The commission ruled the killings genocide, but no one was ever brought to trial. That's until a group of human rights lawyers, including a young attorney, now Guatemala's leading prosecutor, Claudia Paz y Paz, began the decades-long fight to prosecute Rios Montt in international courts and at home.
Significa un mensaje muy fuerte que nadie está por encima de la ley.
Paz says this trial sends a strong message that no one here is above the law. Such a statement is unprecedented in Guatemala, where impunity has long reigned and the country's powerful are used to manipulating the state's weak judicial system. Danilo Rodriguez, a member of Rios Montt's defense team, says the former general is being railroaded. He says the prosecution is out to settle political scores and is opening old wounds.
El delito de genocidio debe de probarse la intención.
Rodriguez says to prove genocide, the prosecution must show there was intent to destroy an ethnic group. He says there clearly were atrocities, but they were committed by rogue field commanders and not by Rios Montt. Prosecutors say they have forensic evidence, declassified U.S. government files, and even the former general's own words to prove their case. In 1982, he bragged to a young American filmmaker about his total control of the military.
Porque si yo no puedo controlar el ejército, entonces, ¿qué estoy haciendo aquí?
On camera, mustachioed, dark-haired Rios Montt smiles and says, "If I can't control the army, then what am I doing here?" Rios Montt is now 86, with a full head of gray hair, and has been under house arrest since January. With dozens of survivors scheduled to testify, the trial is expected to last well into summer. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Guatemala City.
All Things Considered continues in a moment.